A Christmas Guest by Anne Perry, read by Terence Hardiman. Disc 1.
To all those who are still hoping and still learning. Part 1. I do not accept it, Maria Ellison said indignantly. It was intolerable. I'm afraid there is no alternative, Emily replied. She was wearing a beautiful morning dress of pale water green, with fashionably large sleeves and a sweeping skirt. With her fair colouring, it made her look prettier than she was, and having married money, she had airs above her station. "Of course there is an alternative," Grandmama snapped, staring up at her from her chair in the withdrawing room. "There is always an alternative. Why, in heaven's name, should you wish to go to France? It is only a week and a half until Christmas." Emily sighed deeply. "We have been invited to spend Christmas in the Loire Valley." "Where in France is immaterial. It is still not England. We shall have to cross the Channel. It will be rough, and we shall all be ill." "I know it would be unpleasant for you," Emily conceded, "and the train journey from Paris might be tedious, and perhaps cold at this time of year."
"What do you mean, perhaps?" Grandmama snapped. "There is no possible doubt."
"So perhaps it is as well that you were not invited." Emily gave a very slight smile. "Now you will not have to worry how to decline with grace." Grandmama had a sharp suspicion that Emily was being sarcastic. She also had an unpleasant and surprisingly painful realization.
"Do I take it that you are going to leave me alone in this house for Christmas, while you go visiting wherever..."